answer to that. I think the infrastructure for an ecosystem in Julia in general is not as mature as other languages, and even debugger infiltrator themselves are not particularly well developed. And so I don't think there's much we can do about that right now. I think that it's unfortunate that most of the development for these type of tools is tightly linked to VS Code. But even there, I don't think that there's much done in terms of interactive debugging. So I think this has to be worked on mostly on the Julia side first, and then probably Emacs can get something out of that. I know that there's development in debugger.jl itself for future releases to make it at least faster and more stable. I think we're not there as Julia community itself. So yeah, let alone Emacs, integration with Emacs. The way I personally debug is mostly using, well, debugger and infiltrator with Julia REPL mode in Emacs. The second question, can you call out something that Julia has that Emacs does not and which could benefit Emacs? Nothing stands out to me except, you know, the usual multi-threading or things like this. I don't necessarily see something that Julia has going on that Emacs doesn't have, but I see some differences and approaches that I think are important, like the community. I think Julia is a very active and tight community. Julia uses Slack and is very, very active. I think Emacs has something like that, but it's maybe more on Reddit, IRC. JuliaCon is big and brings together lots and lots of people. And I think the sense of community is really powerful. It's very easy to essentially meet people that are interested in what we're building and interested in what we're doing and interested in Julia and our, you know, hacker spirit. So I think Emacs is already a very strong community. We're here on a Saturday talking about Emacs, which again proves that we are doing this. But I like to emphasize that the community is a really important aspect in Julia that I think we should double down for on our side. The next question is about Lisp syntax with Julia, like what we can do in Python. I'm not aware of any package that does that. I would bet that there's something there. I think that that's possible. Indeed, there used to be a Lisp interpreter in Julia itself. Until the latest release, the syntax parsing was done with a Lisp. It was called FemtoList, indeed. I think this we got rid of this for our more Julia-based solution that is faster and with better provenance, code provenance. I think that it should be possible to use the metaprogramming features in Julia to change the structure of your syntax to be a Lispy syntax. I do want to emphasize that Julia is heavily inspired by Lisp, so I wouldn't be surprised if something like this were possible. I have tried Julia Snail. So the next question is about Julia Snail. I found Julia REPL to be a little bit easier to set up and use. So I just settled on that. I should maybe revisit that in particular uses Julia REPL with the VTerm backend, which essentially have a companion REPL to my scripts, and that works for me. I do think that the tooling could be improved. I think there is definitely much room, and I would like to see improvement in that area. So we have data inspector for Julia REPL. I don't think so. Is there any data inspector for the Julia REPL that we can use in Emacs? I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think the way I look at data is essentially ignoring Emacs when in code. It's just using the REPL, and again with Julia REPL. So I'm not aware of any specialized tool And again, maybe this is again a good moment to emphasize that tooling, the Julia community clusters around VS Code, and there is tools like the pretty much only work with VS Code, unfortunately. And while there's a very, very decent Julia mode and Julia REPL mode and Julia Snail, there's definitely room for improvement. Next, we have a question about literate programming in Julia. I haven't done much of it with like Org Babel or anything else. I haven't done much of it. I can say that Julia has developed a new iteration of notebooks called Pluto. Here I'm thinking about Jupyter notebooks. The Pluto notebooks for Julia try to remove a bunch of the pain points that Jupyter notebooks have, meaning you cannot easily commit them to Git or things like this. I haven't used them, but I know some people are very fond of them. And so I think that that's what some of the Julia community would use for notebooks. And I think they can interact with Emacs with no problem. And that would be a form of literate programming. But if you can do it in Python, you can do it in Julia. I think there is no reason. And actually, you can take advantage of all this just in time or just ahead of time compilation by keeping the same session. So you can, I think it will be definitely a nice use case. So these are the questions that I see here. I'm going to scroll through the comments and see if there's something that I should say about comments. I'm excited people want to learn Julia. I have to say that if I want to do GPU computing nowadays, I find it much easier to do it with Julia than with CUDA. So I encourage people to look into that. I would like to share that what makes me excited about Emacs, about this being open, being collaborative, being respectable with documentation is something that I find in Julia. So I think people that are excited about the same features will find a little bit of joy in working with Julia. I think I addressed what I have here. I don't know if there's anything else that I should add.
It took me a minute to unmute there. No, I think that was awesome. And thank you so much. I guess I didn't really, I thought it would collapse that shared area on BBB. My mistake on the stream, or I would have left it open. but in any case, no, I thought that was great. You did a great job of responding to all the questions and comments. And thank you again so much for your talk and getting us all excited to learn Julia.
Thank you.
Enjoy EmacsConf. And again, thanks so much for attending, for being EmacsConf.
Thank you.